Thanks for downloading this show from PC One. Before we get rolling, here's a word from one of the folks who helped bring you this podcast.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
It's great to have you here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me so that you can save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Speaking of ripoffs, coming up in 20 minutes, have you seen any of the stories about how little candy there is in a candy box now? It is truly Clarkrageous. We're going to have a talk about that. And later, drum roll, please. Actually, I'll hold the drum roll till later. There is great news for you about your retirement future that I'm going to share with you in just 30 minutes. Clark.com is our web address. When you're looking for deals, look no further than ClarkDeals.com. Speaking of deals, a week ago, I addressed something on the air. And I promised you that I would follow up this week. So last week, I talked about the enormous problems that consumers are having all around America with getting AT&T to honor prices that you have been offered for combo service deals with AT&T. I don't know if you've received any direct mailings at your house, but if you live in an AT&T home phone area, you may have received dozens or more of these solicitations in the mail. If you do not live in an AT&T home service area, you may have received such offers trying to get you to do AT&T wireless in combination with DirecTV. So what AT&T has been doing is they've been offering impossibly low rates that are screaming deals. For, as an example, and it's all various combos, but the most popular around the country has been getting home internet from AT&T tied in with DirecTV. And this is something that, if you could get it, would be great. But CBS News has done a number of investigative reports about people signing up for the combo deals and not getting them, and then being completely unable to get anybody at AT&T customer no service, and call after call after call to get the problem solved. And this is something that has been documented in thousands of cases, and we've heard it from people scattershot. And so I was like, gosh, AT&T's got to do better. So our producer, Joel, reached out to AT&T and summarized the issue and said, here's the problem. People can't get any results from customer service when these pricing problems come up. And one of the things CBS News pointed out is that AT&T only offers you the alternative of what I call kangaroo court arbitration that AT&T completely controls to deal with the problems with the rates not being honored. After I talked about this last week, I have had more than five people, I think it's seven, come up to me when I've been out and about sharing their tale of woe about pricing problems with AT&T, the promise, and then what didn't happen. Anyway, this was the response Joel got from AT&T. Now, let me tell you, this is corporate bureaucracy 101. Like other companies, we frequently introduce promotions to provide our customers with the best services and products at the best price. These special offers vary in terms of pricing and duration. If a customer signs up for one of these offers, we fully honor the terms through the promotion's completion. Customers who enrolled in one of our promotional offers and believe they did not receive the full benefits should contact customer service. Now remember, customer service is the one that's been unable to resolve the pricing problem people are having. So I asked Joel to write them back and say, you're not answering the question, what do people do when customer service isn't resolving the problem? The response, for giving us with a chance to respond. At this point, we have nothing further to provide. So bureaucratic stonewalling following bureaucratic incompetence and bureaucratic denial. So then I sent AT&T the following message. I hope you're having a great Friday afternoon. I've read the string of emails between you and my producer, Joel. I was extremely disappointed in your response. I know it's tough in a corporate culture to admit failings, but I'm prepared to tell my listeners, viewers, readers, and digital followers to avoid using any AT&T services. You have no idea how chaotic your customer service operation is right now. If your only answer to people who are beating their heads against the broken AT&T customer service operation is to call that same customer service that hasn't helped them, that shows a serious lack of judgment and understanding of the problems consumers are facing. I then went on to say, I don't want to just throw verbal bombs. I want to help my audience. That's why I gave you a week for your bureaucracy to come up with an answer that solves the problem of customers getting treated miserably. I believe there's no ill intent on AT&T's part. Rather, I believe that AT&T has botched the operational merger of AT&T with DirecTV. I ask you again to rethink how to serve people who have hit a customer service dead end. It's your choice and your company. So then, 3 days later, I got this response. Thank you for reaching out. I'm sorry we don't have more to share at this point. I will definitely keep you posted on anything that would be more helpful to your audience down the line. Corporate bureaucracy, denial, and incompetence, all wrapped up in one AT&T package. So here's the thing. The deals from AT&T right now in conjunction with DirecTV are screaming deals, extraordinary deals. What I recommend to you as follows, if you want to accept the hazard you have dealing with AT&T in order to get the opportunity of what they're offering, which, by the way, is unlimited internet, no data cap, at $50 a month typically, and then DirecTV for 2 years for 4 TVs in the house with a DVR at $50 a month for a total of $100 is one offer. There are a variety of them. They're all incredibly cheap. But for them to be fact and not fiction, place your order online. Print out your confirmation of what you have agreed to. Print out the original offer you were accepting in addition to the price quote confirmation you get. And then, if AT&T fails to honor the rate, do a couple of things. One, first try walking into an AT&T store and see if with the paperwork in hand you can get the problem resolved. If that fails, file a complaint against AT&T at BBB.org. Third, if you just hate yourself, file an AT&T's Kangaroo Court arbitration. And then you may wonder, why isn't first, second, third, just fire them? Because when you sign up for these special deals with AT&T, you enter into a 2-year deal where they guarantee you the prices for 2 years, but you're subject to a massive early termination fee. So you are their prisoner once you sign up. AT&T, I don't get why it's so hard for corporate entities to accept that they can be flawed, that they do have failings from time to time. And the proper thing to do is to acknowledge, address, and serve the customer. Again, it is your choice if you want to do business with AT&T. The deals are great, but know the hazard. Many times opportunity comes with hazard. This is a clear one. Andrew is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Clark. Thanks for taking my call today.
Absolutely. Andrew, you have a question about an old car of yours.
That's right. I'm a longtime listener and have tried to follow your advice as strictly as I can when it comes to cars. And we bought a minivan about 8 years ago. We bought it used. It was 2 years old. We got a good deal on it and essentially have spun the wheels off the thing. We just now had our first major kaboom with it. The transmission failed on it, and we were quoted a price of about $4,600 to have the thing repaired or replaced. And the vehicle itself is probably only worth about $5,000. And so I'm thinking it's probably time to retire this. I am getting a second opinion on that from another mechanic just to double check and make sure that price quote was accurate. But if it is time to retire this vehicle, my question was, what is the best and most economically, satisfactory way to get rid of the vehicle? A trade-off, trading it in, they were only going to offer me $300 for it, but I'm sure I could probably just sell the tires for that much. And I was wondering if you had any opinions on the best way to dispose of a vehicle that's at the end of its life.
Yeah, all right. So let's talk a couple of scenarios. Consumer Reports says that if you can repair a vehicle for anything less than its remaining value, that it's worth repairing it.
Okay.
And their logic behind that is that if you repair the transmission, you're going to get who knows how many months of additional use out of the van. And at the point that you want to ditch it, you have something that's an operating vehicle instead of one that you're disposing of for salvage.
Okay.
Now, I've always been much more conservative with this. I've always said when the cost of a repair exceeds 50% of the remaining value, that's when you ditch it. But the reason I say that is when a car gets old enough that a major thing like a transmission is gone, that you're probably in an age where other things are likely getting towards the end of their useful life too. And you might, repair it and then have another expensive repair not too long after that. So that's why what I say is much more conservative than Consumer Reports. But part of their philosophy, and they may be much smarter about this than I am, is that every month you get out of that vehicle, if you were to repair the transmission, is an additional month that you don't face a payment or expense for a new vehicle or another used vehicle.
That so, makes sense.
So that I would say first. The second thing is, as far as getting a sense of what value would be for it with a failed transmission, I bet that that you are going to find that Craigslist is going to be your best place to try to get whatever you can for that vehicle.
Okay.
That a dealer, if you say, I want to trade in this vehicle, it's a wounded duck. They're not going to want to get involved with the repairs and all that. But let's say I'm somebody who has some mechanical ability or I have friends or relatives who do, and I want really cheap transportation. I check out your vehicle, and other than the rotten transmission, it looks like it's still got a decent amount of useful life. I might, with the help of friends or relatives, put that transmission back to life and have very affordable transportation for a good while. And that's the kind of person who might bottom fish on Craigslist.
Okay.
You'll also have a lot of people that are nothing but trouble on Craigslist.
Right. Is there any, do you have any experience or knowledge about any of these online, I found a couple of things online, these websites, these companies that apparently buy broken down cars, and you put the information into their website, and then they come back with an offer to buy it, and they offer to come and pick it up. And
I see no problem with using any of the salvage organizations as long as they actually show up with real money. I think that's just fine for you to sign the title over to them and take their money. That's an alternative too. Today's Clarkrageous moment is actually probably good for your waistline. There's a lawsuit right now going on in the candy business. In this case, the manufacturer Reese's Pieces and Whoppers is being sued. And the reason they're being sued is something known as slack fill. What's going on right now is in order to raise prices without raising price, candy companies are putting in less and less candy in the candy boxes. And Consumerist, the Consumer Reports blog, has a really cute picture where they cut open a box of Whoppers, you know, those are the malted milk balls, and another, the box of Reese's Pieces. And it is really funny. To say you're not getting what you're paying for is, it's just truly Clarkrageous. The Whoppers doesn't even make it to half full in the box. Reese's Pieces make it about two-thirds full. And the thing is, who knows how the lawsuit will be resolved, and it won't really change anything other than this. You, when you're buying anything in the store right now, check the quantity, the ounces, before you buy. What looks like the best deal often is not.
Okay, you're a human, which means you've done laundry some point in your life. And you know what a hassle it can be, separating the laundry, preparing, doing multiple loads. It's not fun. Well, Home Depot might have a solution that makes it easy. Really. They have the new Samsung Flex Wash and Flex Dry Washer and Dryer Pair. These innovative appliances are the first ever to allow you to wash two loads and dry two loads of laundry at the same time in the same machine. So when you do the laundry, you don't have to mix different colors and fabrics together and destroy your clothes. FlexWash integrates a large capacity lower washer for everyday washes and then an additional washer for separate colors and delicates. And the FlexDry integrates a large tumble dryer for everyday items and a flat dryer for your delicates. You wash one load, you dry one load, everything's done. And both the washer and dryer have a number of innovative features that make laundry super easy, like the FlexWash offers a steam wash option for removing stains and a self-clean to keep the water odor-free. And FlexDry features multi-steam to steam away odors and wrinkles, while SensorDry optimizes drying temperatures to avoid damage to your clothes. It's technology you can really appreciate. And both are Wi-Fi connected, which allows you to set and start the machines and receive alerts when a load is finished. Together, the FlexWash and FlexDry offer the ultimate flexibility to provide the best possible care for your clothes. So get to Home Depot now and check them out. The Samsung FlexWash and FlexDry Washer and Dryer Pair.
Glad you've joined us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to keep more of what you make. Clark.com is our web address, clark.com/ask. That's how you ask me a question. You also can ask questions off the air. That's totally free, a service of the Clark Howard Show. We do that 9 hours every weekday. If you move on clark.com, about halfway down the home screen, you'll see how to get that free off-the-air advice from a member of our team. So this is crazy. On again, off again, now really on again. In 2 weeks from now, when someone gives you advice about your retirement money, they are going to be required under the law to do what's in your best interest. And I know for many people, until this whole thing started last year, almost nobody even knew that most of the time when you were getting advice from somebody about your retirement funds, that they were allowed under the law to basically stab you in the back. And that they could do what would pad their pocket, generate massive commissions for them, higher expenses for you, crummy investments for you. And that comes to an end in just a couple of weeks. The rule that was suspended and was supposed to go into effect now, after a delay, is going into effect. And anytime you get advice, that individual must do what's best for you. Now, that's only on retirement funds. And what started this whole thing was a lot of people, when they would leave a job or retire, would be conned out of a lot of their life's money by shady salespeople that would convince you that what you should do with the money that you had accumulated with your employer was put it in this, that, or the other thing that would turn out to be junk, junkier, and junkiest. And now, if somebody does approach you, they're going to have to only recommend things that would be in your best interest. But there's one hole there I want to address. And that is, if you've been with a company a really long time and you're leaving that company or retiring from it, the best move in many cases may be for your money to stay there in their plan. Now, the new rules are basically silent on that. So I want you to know that when you are getting advice at the time you leave a company, even more so than any other time, only seek advice from someone you pay for his or her advice, not for any recommendations of investments or anything like that. You pay them for true, real planning advice. And you can pay on an hourly basis. At Clark.com, I have information on people you can hire to get that kind of advice. One of the most respected groups for that is Garrett Planning Network. And remember what I said, this only applies for retirement accounts. It is still legal for someone you go to for regular investing outside of a retirement account to put you in trash, because it will give them more cash. And so the risk is so high to you if you're not with somebody who is fulfilling a fiduciary duty. Fiduciary means that they are working under law in your best interests. If you are starting out building investments, know that you really don't need anybody to do that. It's hyper easy for you, especially under age 40, 45. It's really easy for you to just start the process of investing. I have very simple steps to get you going at Clark.com in choices that have no commissions and virtually zero fees for your money that's invested each year. Elizabeth is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
Hi, Clark. Good to talk to you.
Well, great to have you here. How may I be of service to you?
Well, I have a 21-year-old in college and a 17-year-old in high school, junior in high school. They are both currently applying for a summer job, but they say that most of the initial applications that they are filling out, they are not allowed to continue unless they put their social security number. And the more scary part is that they see it as a normal thing. The new generation doesn't, they don't seem to be as worried as we are in keeping their personal information safe. So my question to you is there any advice that you could give them when they're filling out their application? What should they do or not do? both of the credits are frozen because I did, not because they wanted to, you know.
Well, okay, so Elizabeth, I want to congratulate you for being so aware of the risk with Social Security numbers floating out there on forms and applications and everything else. Unfortunately, in the job market, when you're putting in a job application, a lot of times you'll go to a store, you'll go to a business, and they'll have one of those terminals where you fill in an initial application. And those systems will not accept your application unless you put in a Social Security number. And that is a standard operating procedure at potential employers. And so I think employers are making a mistake that until they've decided that someone is a viable candidate, the employer is taking on an enhanced risk, having all kinds of people's personal information, including Social Security numbers, that if their databases get hacked, the business stands greater legal exposure and potential expense. But it is how they do it. And if your 21-year-old and 17-year-old are looking for jobs, they're going to have to give the social. Can I say something else, though? When they are applying for a job online, that's when it's too dangerous to give a Social Security number.
When filling out the application, if they have the credit freezing, does that the employer can they can check the background check even though they have the Social Security frozen
Saying their credit is frozen?
Yeah, if the credit is frozen, can they?
Great question. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have heard this both ways, where employers have needed the credit temporarily thawed to run a check. In some cases, in others, we've been told that wasn't a problem. So I don't know a definitive answer on that. And so I can't tell you, yes, they're automatically going to have to thaw their credit, or no, they absolutely won't. But there will be situations where an employer will say, hey, we can't run the background check on you because your credit is frozen, and they will have to temporarily thaw their credit. And it is one of those unexpected things that comes up with credit freeze. And it makes no sense to me that an employer would not be able to check, a potential employer would not be able to check your background with credit frozen. It should not be an impediment, but for some reason, from time to time, it certainly is. Ben is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Clark. How you doing?
Great, thank you. You want to talk about me deciding to wear two pair of pants and three shirts and a sweater in July boarding an airplane?
That's correct. I actually have a couple of travel tips for you for the cheap airlines, for those of us who like saving money, but the first one is sort of a fix to that problem.
Let's hear.
So what I do when I fly on some of the cheaper airlines that don't include the carry-on bag is I actually take one of my bigger pillowcases and actually use one of the thinner pillows I have and then put all my clothes in the pillowcase, and I roll them up so they take up a little bit of room, but not much, and then you just stuff the pillowcase with full bags worth of clothes. And none of the airlines have any rules about that.
So what you do is taking a pillow on board is not considered to be a violation of anybody's rule.
Correct.
And the pillow is stuffed with all your clothes.
Rules about it.
Sorry?
That's correct.
Say that last thing again.
I said none of the airlines currently have any rules about pillows, and they never say anything when I take it on board. But mine's typically stuffed with at least a week's worth of clothes. And, it still works as a pillow if you want to use it on the plane, or you can even just put it in the overhead bin.
So last time I flew Spirit, there were three people carrying trash bags as their suitcase.
Did they stop them?
No, but they were the white kitchen bags.
Oh, yeah.
Quite white kitchen trash bags. And that's what they used as like a knapsack and were able to stuff them under their seats.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
so do you know about Scotty Vest?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Do you know about Scotty Vest?
I actually, you know, I heard you speak about it on the show before, but I haven't ever looked it up myself.
So I bought a Scotty Vest clearance item, and it's pretty ugly because it was on clearance. It was the color nobody wanted. Uh-huh. But what it does is beautiful. It's a jacket that has in it like a million pockets. And I have figured out I can take 4 days' worth of clothing stuffed into the Scotty Vest jacket.
That's great.
And so now that it's not just Spirit, Allegiant, and Frontier that are charging for carry-ons, now you also have, is it American and United? I'm trying to remember if it's both or one or the other that are charging for a carry-on in their basic economy. So, but the pillow, that's a novel idea. How did you think of that?
You know, I think like you, I just try to spend as little money as possible. My wife hates traveling with me because she'll always want to bring a bag, and I'll be like, nope, here's your bag, and I'll throw the pillow at her.
And who do you tend to fly of the hard discounters?
Typically Frontier and Allegiant. I fly with Spirit sometimes, and all three, you know, I can typically, if I'm going somewhere just for a week, I can fit everything I need between a backpack and just my pillow.
Well, how brilliant for you to avoid the massive baggage charges. Ruth is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Clark.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine.
You want to talk about Walmart?
Yeah, I do.
What's going on with Walmart?
Well, Walmart has a regular app that you can go order stuff, but they now have a Walmart grocery app. And what that allows you to do, all you have to do is buy a minimum of $30 worth of groceries, and they will bring it out to your car and bag it for you. And then you take your receipt, your savings catcher receipt from that very sale that they brought out the groceries, and you can enter it into Walmart's savings catcher app, and if they find a lower price on anything you bought, they'll give you the difference. And all you have to do is go drive your car to Walmart.
And the Walmart grocery pickup is booming for them. It is growing all over the country. And they have a special site on the web that you can go to on your phone where you can search Walmart grocery pickup. And then it comes up with this screen where you can put in your zip code and see if the grocery pickup is available by you. And it is such an enormous convenience. And I just pulled up for me, there's no Walmart with grocery pickup anywhere near me. So it just depends where you are in the country, whether you have it available to you. But it has been a huge benefit to them because a lot of people may like Walmart prices, but Ruth, they don't like shopping in the store. And so this is a way that you get the prices without having to walk the aisles.
Oh, for sure. It's just a pleasure to go pick up your groceries and not have to fight the crowd.
So I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that people always get upset about whenever anybody else picks out their groceries is they're always unhappy with the fruits and vegetables that a picker picks for them. Do you ever get fresh produce, and have you been happy with it?
I have gotten. I've gotten leafy spinach in bunches, and it was a good leafy spinach. There wasn't rotted leaves in there. I bought bananas. They look awesome. The bananas I get when I go pick up my groceries seem to be better than the bananas that are in the store.
Well, that is interesting. So I'm really glad that that's working for you, and it is one of those great competitive advantages since their prices are great in the grocery aisles, not having to do the shopping yourself and not having to pay for the service of them picking them out for you. That's great. It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you post a question for me at Clark.com, and Joel asks it for you.
Yeah, Clark, Maria wrote in. She says, what's your take on Acorns.com? They purport to invest your change. Is the fee reasonable and the returns you might receive? Is it make it worth it?
Yeah, Acorns is a great way for you to develop an investment habit. And I find so many people who've never been able to get started investing are able to do so simply, easily, and gradually. And so you pay $12 a year to use Acorns, acorns.com. Check it out. It's a great way for you to build the investment habit.
All right, and David writes, and he says, Clark, I got another vote for you to go check out North Dakota and your bid to get to your 50 estate. Theodore Roosevelt National Park is in the western part of the state near the town of Medora, and it's a great national park to visit.
Okay, I promise all the North Dakota people who've been writing me, I promise I will go. Now, years ago, I was given a free trip to North Dakota. It's kind of like a spoof, I guess, but somebody was really going to pay for it. And I was so busy on one of my book tours, I wasn't able to go, and I gave up a free trip. So now I'll have to pay, but I will go pick up my 50th state. The one thing I'm not going to do is pick up my last continent, which is Antarctica, because getting to Antarctica, I cannot handle those giant, giant waves you have to ride on a boat through. Not me.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans proudly supports this podcast. When it comes to the big decision of choosing a mortgage lender, it's important to work with someone you can trust. Someone who's got your best interests in mind. And with Rocket Mortgage, you'll get a transparent online process that gives you the confidence to make an informed decision. Don't waste time searching through stacks of paperwork. With Rocket Mortgage, you can securely share your financial info to get a mortgage approval in just minutes. You can even adjust the rate and length of your loan in real time to make sure that you get the mortgage solution that's right for you. So whether you're looking to buy a home or refinance your existing mortgage, you can lift the burden of getting a home loan with Rocket Mortgage. Skip the bank. Skip the waiting. Go completely online at quickenloans.com/save. That's quickenloans.com/save. Let Rocket Mortgage help you get the exact mortgage solution that you need. Go to quickenloans.com/save. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Today on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted, we are joined by actor, producer, director, author. What else can you do, Bryan Cranston?
I sweep floors.
You do?
And I load a dishwasher really, really well.
Do you unload it?
Not too many.
Okay. We could give you a job in our
house.
The
talent is loading it, not unloading.
No, the talent is buying the dishes that fit together and not the dishes that I buy that don't fit in the dishwasher.
Well, I could teach you how they can fit.
Okay, Bryan, thank you. That's Bryan Cranston on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. Be sure to listen on Podcast One or through the Podcast One app and Apple Podcasts.
Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me that'll help you save more and spend less, and don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our web address, ClarkDeals.com, where you go to save money. Speaking of saving money, in a half hour, there are new developments and ways that you can take advantage of your Wi-Fi network in your home to do all kinds of things like protect your house, communicate when there are problems, even detect when there might be a water leak on your in your home while you're away, which can be a big, big deal if you've ever had a water heater break or something like that in your home. So that's coming your way in just a half hour. I want to give you a warning that is so key for you. When you are looking to buy something for somebody as a birthday gift or whatever, be very skeptical ever buying a Visa gift card. Visa gift cards are real problem points. Just heard today yet another story of someone given a Visa gift card and then they go to use it and the value on it has already been emptied. This can be a problem with gift cards generally, but think about somebody pays a fee to get you that Visa gift card, puts money on it in addition to the fee, and then before you even have an opportunity to spend the money that they so generously gave you, the money's gone from the card. And you have no rights and no way to get the money back that's been swiped between when it was given to you and when you went to use it. There are no meaningful consumer protections that come with these Visa gift cards. So the rub the salt in the wounds is that the person who buys it for you is paying the fee up front for the privilege of giving you something that's an inferior product. But wait, there's more. With these gift cards, there's a lot of what's known as breakage. That's what they call it in the lingo in the banking business, where they laugh about ways they take advantage of you and me. So you have a card. Let's say somebody gives you $50 on one, and you're using it, and then you start trying to use it at places, and you keep being declined. And the reason is, let's say you go in somewhere and you want to do a $5.12 purchase, and you've only got $4.90 left on it. Well, it seems logical that you'd be able to use the $4.90, and then the other 22 cents you'd give to the store. But no. What happens is, if you don't have enough remaining on your card to do whatever purchase it is, then the card's declined. So the problem is that you end up with money on it that was given to you that never ends up getting used. And this is a huge profit center for the banks. So remember, when you don't know what to give somebody and you're thinking of giving them a Visa gift card, instead give them this. It's a thing that looks the same no matter how much money it is. Same color pattern. It has, I'm having trouble finding one that doesn't have George Washington on it. It's another George Washington. Oh, here's Abraham Lincoln on the $5 bill. And let's see, you got Jackson on the 20. Gosh, somebody would be so disappointed if they stuck me up to rob me and they'd have all these $1 bills they'd get from me. But anyway, I got this real money in front of me. And let's see, what fee is there that I'm charged when I give somebody this Jackson with $20? Oh, that's right. There's no fee. No fee at all. And where's it good? Anywhere. And what happens if I have a purchase that is $5 and only has $4.90 left? Well, I give them the $4.90 and then another dime, and every penny of the money that someone gave me gets to be used. Know this, the marketing is so clever for the piece of trash Visa products, but they're pieces of trash for a reason. They are vastly, overwhelmingly, and completely inferior to giving somebody cash when you don't know what to give them. Tamara is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Tamara.
Hi, Clark. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you. You have a thing going on at work that would distress me greatly.
Well, I'm glad I'm not alone because I was a little distressed myself.
What are they doing to you?
Well, I've been with the company for over 20 years, and so I've gotten a pretty good amount in my 401k. And they just announced that they're going to be switching to a new 401k provider in July. And I'm concerned about losing the benefits of the dollar cost averaging that I've been able to build up over the years. And I didn't know if there was any way I could try and mitigate those losses when they transfer these funds into the new company.
Right. So what they're doing is they're going from Fidelity Investments, which is one of the biggest players in 401ks. Is that right? Are they going from Fidelity or to Fidelity?
They're going to Fidelity.
Oh, well, that's actually good.
Oh, good.
Because Fidelity is one of the best providers of employer-sponsored 401k plans in the country.
Great.
So it's to your advantage that they're leaving a relatively poor administrator of 401k plans that's owned by one of the big banks.
Mm-hmm.
And going to Fidelity is very much a good thing.
Okay.
And at
great.
Fidelity, you'll have a wide variety of options available in the Fidelity 401k. You'll be able to mimic the funds almost precisely, but likely at a much, much lower ongoing administrative cost to what you've had at the bank one.
Okay.
So what you can do, it's going to take you a little bit of time, but you take each of your funds that you're in. How many funds do you have in your account?
I'm invested in four.
Oh, that's easy.
Split up between four funds.
That's easy.
Yeah.
So you'll be able, you're not going to have that many. You're going to have to decode and figure out what the Fidelity equivalent is of that fund.
Okay.
Of each of those four. And if you keep allocated like you are, the only thing that will happen is your 401k will get better.
Great. Can I ask you a follow-up question?
Sure.
Or just for clarification, really.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm overthinking this, but my concern was with, you know, the dollar cost. I get the benefits now of the dollar cost averaging because I've been in the same four funds for at least 15 years.
Yeah, nothing to worry about. Because okay. If you go into a fund that uses a similar mix of investments, won't be identical, but similar, mm-hmm. You will not have squandered any of the benefits you've had of. For people who don't know what dollar cost averaging means, what that means is you've been putting in roughly equal sums diversified among these four funds month after month, year after year. So you have successfully ridden the wave down with the market and fully benefited from the climb back up. And the beauty of dollar cost averaging is it lowers your risks in the short term so that you stay the course in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you go in the funds closest to what you've had in the existing high-cost plan going over to Fidelity, you'll be absolutely fine.
Oh, great. That's
so
great news.
Don't worry. It's not going to squander any of your benefits from dollar-cost averaging. Jackie's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Jackie.
Hi.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. You are an entrepreneur. You are a small business owner.
I am looking to be. I'm not yet, but I'm looking to be.
And will you be a retailer or will you be in a traditional office space?
It's for animal boarding, grooming, and daycare, so I don't know which category you would put that in. I think it's kind of like an in-between.
Yeah, sometimes people will do boarding in a more industrial area rather
right.
than a traditional shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really up to you. And gosh, do you know how great your timing is looking for space for your business?
Pretty good right now. The market's looking pretty good. So
yeah, retail has such a high vacancy rate right now.
Right.
Because of how many retailers are closing, that your timing is either lucky or you're brilliant.
I'm hoping brilliant, but maybe
let's go with brilliant then. How can I be of service to you?
Okay, so long story short, I found a property that is absolutely perfect for what I'm looking to do. It is on I think it's like 1.75 acres. I kind of dug around, and the man that owns the property is looking to lease it out, and he bought it for about $170,000. Now, he's trying to lease this property out to me for $5,000 a month, which I think is absolutely outrageous because I have to take out a $55,000 loan for a small business loan to renovate this whole property, and I don't know if I'm crazy and that is a reasonable amount or, I mean...
So are you being represented by a commercial broker, commercial leasing broker, commercial leasing agent?
I'm not represented by anybody right now.
All right. I would tell you that with what you're doing, and this is the first time you've ever been involved in a commercial negotiation like this, it would be very much to your advantage to hire someone who is a commercial leasing agent or broker.
Okay.
Because there are so many ways that in a commercial lease environment, you can get hurt that you're like, well, if I would have known that before, I never would have done that deal.
Right.
And that's why you want a commercial leasing agent who specializes, could be an office industrial agent or it could be an industrial retail agent. But there are people, this is what they do all day long, is they represent you and they get commissioned for finding the appropriate space and helping you negotiate the right lease.
Okay.
I'll tell you, when I had my own business and had to go out and rent spaces all over the place, I learned from my first deal never to do one without having that expert at my side.
Okay.
The other thing that someone will be able to do for you, if you focus on only this one property as a leasing opportunity, you will overpay.
Okay.
Because you're negotiating with yourself then. You don't have like weighing the pros and cons of, let's say, two or three different places and say, we know this one's got a better blah, 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 but this one's so much cheaper. I like the traffic corridor this one's on. I mean, you know, if you don't have, there are no perfect places.
Okay.
They all have pluses and minuses. So if you don't have people to help you through that process, you'll end up in a position where you end up paying too much when there may have been a better opportunity out there.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes sense, definitely. I'll definitely look into that. And then my other question would be, you know, do you have any recommendations for like companies that do small business loans?
So generally, if you're going to need the amount of money you said, you may need to come under the SBA lending program.
Okay.
And you're going to want a small local bank. And you want to make sure it's actually a real locally owned and operated bank, not one that appears to be. And don't waste 1 second of any day of your life going to one of the big banks trying to arrange a small business loan. You'll only do that if you never want to get the loan. It's Ask Clark time. That's where you post a question for me at Clark.com. Joel asks it.
Clark, Mike wrote in, he says, how many credit cards do you need? Can you have too many? I have four that I rotate through, and I don't carry any balance, but I'm always getting more good credit card offers all the time.
So as long as you don't go crazy applying for new cards, if you see an extraordinary offer and you're somebody who pays your balance in full, you see a good one, you apply for it. Now, some of the card companies are starting to strike back against people that are constantly churning through offers. Chase now has a rule on how many cards you can have had, new accounts you can have opened over a period of time. I'm trying to remember if it's a two-year period. And they're looking out for people that are always switching to another card for some kind of huge bonus that's being offered. But if you've got four, you got solid credit, feel no fear about adding a card every so often that's got a great offer for you.
All right, Scott.
Oh, and on the minimum cards you should have a minimum of two major credit cards in order to protect your credit standing, and don't have the two from the same issuer.
Scott wants to know, what's the best way to start spending my Roth money in retirement to make it last, and when do I have to start taking it?
You never have to start taking Roth money. Roth is different than a traditional IRA. A traditional IRA, you must start withdrawals at age 70 and a half. The IRS has a very specific schedule for withdrawals from it based on life expectancy. If you fail to meet that, there's a 50% tax on your IRA for the portion not properly withdrawn. But the Roth is a great asset for the next generation to inherit if you never need it.
Okay, you're a human, which means you've done laundry some point in your life. And you know what a hassle it can be, separating the laundry, preparing, doing multiple loads? It's not fun. Well, Home Depot might have a solution that makes it easy. Really. They have the new Samsung Flex Wash and Flex Dry Washer and Dryer pair. These innovative appliances are the first ever to allow you to wash two loads and dry two loads of laundry at the same time in the same machine. So when you do the laundry, you don't have to mix different colors and fabrics together and destroy your clothes. FlexWash integrates a large capacity lower washer for everyday washes and then an additional washer for separate colors and delicates. And the FlexDry integrates a large tumble dryer for everyday items and a flat dryer for your delicates. You wash one load, you dry one load, everything's done. And both the washer and dryer have a number of innovative features that make laundry super easy, like the FlexWash offers a steam wash option for removing stains and a self-clean to keep the water odor-free. And FlexDry features multi-steam to steam away odors and wrinkles, while SensorDry optimizes drying temperatures to avoid damage to your clothes. It's technology you can really appreciate. And both are Wi-Fi connected, which allows you to set and start the machines and receive alerts when a load is finished. Together, the FlexWash and FlexDry offer the ultimate flexibility to provide the best possible care for your clothes. So get to Home Depot now and check them out. The Samsung FlexWash and FlexDry washer and dryer pair.
Stay tuned for 60 seconds of AP News headlines right after this podcast.
So glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you and your wallet. I want you to learn ideas from me that'll help you save more and spend less, and don't let anyone ever rip you off. Clark.com is our web address. Clark.com/ask is where you go to post questions for me. I have a question for you. Do you have home security for your house, a security system? It's a business that ends up being pretty expensive for you to have a system put in and pay for monthly monitoring. But now, because of the ability for you to have Wi-Fi around your house and the miniaturization of circuits and chips, more and more do-it-yourself security systems are becoming available. The latest, just introduced by Ooma, O-O-M-A. Ooma is the company that offers the incredibly innovative phone service for residences and for businesses. For residences, you buy an Ooma device, and then you can port your number over from whoever you're with, and Ooma becomes your phone service with every calling feature you can think of, including unlimited local and long-distance calling at no cost per month other than pass-throughs. Or you can pay Ooma for what's known as Premier, and then you have all kinds of additional things that come with your Ooma for a $10 a month monthly fee. But wait, there's more. Ooma now offers burglar alarm systems. And you can buy devices from Ooma to cover your doors and windows, motion sensor. They even offer something specifically to, if you've ever had a water heater break in your home or a pipe burst and had a massive water bill and then repairs to your home, they offer, as part of this system, water sensors that'll let you know when there's a problem with the water in your home. And the monitoring is free. If you're an Ooma Premier, you pay nothing for monitoring of your home security system. Even if you think of the Ooma Premier cost of $10 a month as being the cost, it's still $120 a year. It's fantastic. Now, the Ooma system, a door or window sensor, $25. A motion sensor, $35. You simply count up the number of doors and windows you need to protect in your home, order that number. You install them very simply. These self-install home security systems are incredibly easy to install. Our producer, Joel, was a pioneer on this and did it originally.
I guess
Six or 7 years ago. You have moved twice since you originally installed it. How hard was it to move your system from house number one to house number two to house number three?
It's pretty easy. It's pretty easy to move. We moved it once. And you know what? We decided that we don't have home security in our home anymore. Don't tell people where I live because I don't want anyone breaking in. But we don't do it anymore. We just thought we didn't even want to spend $15 a month on it. We didn't think it was necessary.
Because you were with Simply Safe.
That's right.
I didn't know you had gone burglar alarm free at your home.
$15 a month it's very good for monitoring, but it just didn't seem necessary. So we have them put up to where we could hear it. Let's say someone broke in the middle of the night. So we have that where it would make a sound, but we didn't feel the need for monitoring.
So do you have UMA in your home or you don't have UMA either?
No, there's like these things you can buy on Amazon. They're like $9 or $10 and they've got batteries in them and they'll just make a really high pitched chirp.
No, but I mean, you don't have UMA phone service.
Oh, no, we don't have UMA. No.
So so many people that listen to our show have purchased UMA over the years, and Joel's $15 a month is $10 with UMA. If you're already a Premier customer, then it's zero to monitor the security system, and the cost of the devices is so low. I mean, this is an industry that is going through a complete revolution because of technology. Think about how involved it was in the past to put a burglar alarm in a home. Wires had to be run everywhere, and it required an enormous amount of technician time. And the bigger the home, the more time from a technician. And you had to pay for that in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And then the monthly monitoring costs from many companies are absolutely highway robbery. And now you can take this under your own control. Another case where technology is changing things, and with all these self-installs, you're able to monitor your system on your phone and know what's going on, and how fantastic is that? So your choice, pay big money or pay little money. And if you still have a traditional phone line and you're not even interested in the burglar alarm stuff, you should know how fantastic UMA is as a way for you to have home phone service. Amy is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Clark. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. How can I be of service to you?
Well, my family and I have three cell phones in our family, and traditionally, you know, the last 10 or 12 years, we've just done kind of the every 2-year contract thing and gotten a phone, and we're kind of challenged right now because we are looking for a phone for my husband, and all of the companies seem to have gone to this installment plan for the phones, and I'm not sure what the benefit is to us, you know, effectively giving installment plan dollars on a phone and paying $500 or $600 over the course of 30 months.
Great question. All right, so here's what happened. The business model that you were familiar with and had used in the past, what companies would do is they would sell you a phone, whatever it was, the latest Samsung, the latest iPhone, they would sell it to you supposedly for $200 in return for you signing a 2-year contract. But the 2-year contract you were in had a monthly cost that is roughly, I think it's more than double what the average bill is now on the plans now that there's no contracts. So what they did is they stripped out the subsidies for the phones that the cell phone carriers were providing and then building them into the monthly rate you paid for service. And they're treating the phones and the service as two entirely different things. It'd be like, think about this. If you for your home internet, you need a computer to hook up to it. You don't sign a two-year contract for internet in your home so they give you a computer for free. You just go buy a computer, right?
Absolutely.
So that's what's happened. We got used to the cell phone thing working a whole different way than normal business, and now they've transitioned to the normal way of doing things. So your monthly cost for your family, if you haven't shopped it, should be probably less than half of what you had been paying.
Okay, so I have shopped it, and I've shopped it two different companies now. We've been with the same company for 14 years, but I thought maybe this was an opportunity to go out and look for, you know, something new and kind of get a deal like we had had before. And the monthly cost I'm finding is actually around the same, or maybe even one of them was about $25 more a month for us. And we're not getting the top of the line phones. We actually were going to go back a model or two on a couple of the phones. So, you know, we don't need to trade in every 30 months or every 24 months. We don't need the latest and greatest. We just
sure.
want something that's out there, but I'm not finding any service savings.
Huh. Well, I have a guide to buying the cell phone plans at Clark.com that we have just updated. See if you can't find a deal that would work best for you. Four people on your plan?
Three.
I wonder if there's a plan. How many gigs do you need per person for data?
Well, that was the other thing. We've had five per person for a long time, and that's worked really well. And the plans I'm finding are either six shared gigs or 22 per line. I couldn't find anything comparable to what we have. So there's either more than what we need or less than what we need.
And you're paying how much per month for your service?
For three phones with tax, it's $208.
Okay, that's way too much. You can get unlimited data for the three lines for substantially less than that.
Okay.
And let me give you some choices, okay?
Great.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, so one thing you could look at is, you know, each of the cell phone carriers has its discount brand. And who have you been with all these years?
U.S. Cellular.
Oh, which is a great company. People mm-hmm. love being with them.
Yes.
Do you have AT&T where you are?
We newly do have AT&T, and their service is much improved in the rural area we are in. Absolutely.
All right. So I wanted to tell you, they have a discount brand called Cricket. And Cricket has been offering plans that would be significantly cheaper for you for the three phone lines you have. And I think it'd be great for you to look at the Cricket offering.
Is the coverage about the same as what AT&T uses? Or
it's identical. It's AT&T.
Okay.
So there's no difference in the plan. I'm curious what it costs for a family for unlimited. Okay, so the first person is $55 a month. The second person is $45. The third person is $35 a month. For unlimited.
Great.
That's $135 for unlimited everything. And there's no add-on from that with any additional fees. So it'd be $130 down from $208, and you'd go from 6 gigs a line to unlimited.
Do they also do the installments on the devices?
You know, I don't know how they handle the phones, if you just have to buy them or if they do installments. But they have a bunch of phones. And you can buy phones now in the free market, too.
Where
you don't have to buy them from a cell phone carrier. You can buy them online. You can buy them from an electronics store. You can buy them from Amazon. Amazon's a huge seller of cell phones now. And so what I would suggest, go to my cell phone plan guide. Look at the different companies that serve your area. Compare the rates. And maybe you'll find something that will be great for you. Carlos is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Carlos. How you doing?
Hi, Clark. How are you?
Great. Thank you. Carlos, you want to talk about AT&T, which I talked about again earlier today.
Yes. I just wanted to thank you that you saved me some money and headache mentioning the bundles with the DirecTV and the AT&T, because exactly what you said was going to happen happened.
What happened in your case?
Well, I spoke with someone the previous day. Before I listened to your podcast, I set up a bundle deal for the two services. And lo and behold, the next day I listened to your podcast, and exactly what you said was going to happen was they couldn't send me a confirmation. And lo and behold, I told them, well, cancel what... Well, they obviously mentioned some other price and act like I never even called, and I ended up having to cancel everything.
So you had been quoted one thing, signed up for a combo deal with AT&T and DirecTV, and then after you heard me, you were like, hey, I better make sure I don't get burned too. You called up. Nobody would ever agree that what you've been offered the day before actually existed.
Exactly.
And that's what the complaint has been by the thousands of people. And that's why I put out what you heard on the podcast last week, the challenge to AT&T, fix this where people don't get ripped off signing up for one of your combo deals that you then don't honor and say, but you're stuck with us for 2 years. And then I gave them a week to respond, and their responses were pathetic, which you can hear also on our podcast that's updated with the latest on AT&T.
Wow, yeah.
So I'm glad you avoided getting ripped off. How much was the difference per month between what you were quoted one day and then what they said, oh, no, your price will be this the next day?
Approximately $60.
$60 a month for 2 years, $1,440 of your hard-earned money that they were going to bait and switch you on.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, it was perfect timing. I had signed up the previous day and listened to you the next day, and it worked out.
And before install, you dodged it. Well, you know, and I did not say even in the second podcast that you should avoid signing up with AT&T. What I said is there's real hazard with the opportunity they're offering. Get everything printed out, confirm everything, because otherwise you stand too much chance you're going to get burned. They say, we never quoted you that. David, so you have a new job working for a nonprofit, a hospital, a school. What kind of organization?
Yeah, it's a nonprofit consulting company.
And they are offering you, I knew it was that kind of organization because they're offering you a retirement plan that's not as good as what people get at a for-profit business.
Yeah, and I've actually read, you know, some of your guides and stuff on your website about it, and I think there's two things that I wanted to ask you about specifically. They offer two different options. One's a Roth option, and the other one is a pre-tax option. So one question is whether or not that Roth 403B is any more advantageous.
Yes, and how old are you, David?
I'm 32.
100% you want to do the Roth 403B.
Okay.
No question between the two, you want to do the Roth.
And then I know that you said that there's a lot of companies or providers that they have a lot of hidden costs, and who my company offers is not one of those. It's one of the ones that don't have massive hidden fees, if you will.
And what do you know what the fee structure is? What percent of your money goes to fees?
I have no idea what it is on the 403B. I just know it's one of the companies that you list when talking about 403Bs. You say it's one of the ones that don't rip you off with massive hidden fees.
Oh, is it Tia Cref?
It is.
Oh, if it's Tia Cref and you have a 403B option for a Roth, put in as much money as you want.
Okay. And Tia Cref would be better than doing my own Roth IRA.
Yes.
IRA.
Yeah, because it's automatic. The Tia Roth 403B will be clean and clear and honest and won't have massive fees. It is an excellent choice. And
okay,
Whoever runs the nonprofit consulting organization you're with, congratulate them for picking the best provider in the business for a 403B plan, because they are just head and shoulders above anybody else in providing retirement plans, 403B plans, for people who work for nonprofits, hospitals, or in education. Great news.
Thanks for listening to the Clark Howard Podcast. Download new episodes every Monday through Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Heather Dubrow.
And I'm Dr. Terry Dubrow.
Every Friday, check out my podcast, Heather Dubrow's World.
We also have a brand new show, The Doctor and Mrs. Guinea Pig Show, every Tuesday.
So don't forget iTunes and Podcast One. Tune in to Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig on Tuesdays and Heather Dubrow's World every Friday.
What we're learning about the Manchester bomber. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. The father of the alleged Manchester suicide bomber says his son didn't do it. We don't believe in killing innocents, he told the AP. But the father reportedly was a member of an Al-Qaeda-backed group in Libya years ago. That, according to a former Libyan security official. Meanwhile, police have carried out raids on a block of apartments in Manchester. Witnesses say they heard explosions. Alan Kinsey was a neighbor of the alleged bomber.
The actual family that had been there, I'd never really come across them in bad ways. It was always, even when I said hello, they never seemed to speak back to you. It was just like kept themselves to themselves, and that was about it.
The British putting more military troops on the streets now as police say it's clear this is a network they're investigating. President Trump has arrived in Brussels for NATO meetings after a visit this morning with the Pope at the Vatican. I'm Rita Foley.